Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for joining. Welcome to the conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sukumar Gaur Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Chanto, 29th chapter and 80th verse. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Panam.
Hare Krishna.
All glory to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Agyanati Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale స్వయం రూప కథామయ్యం దాతి స్వప్రాంతికం వందేహం శ్రీ గురో శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీ గురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ శ్రీ రూపం సాగరజాతం సహగణ సుగనాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితం నమామి విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణ పృష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిని నామిని నమస్తే సారస్వతే దేవే గౌరవాణి ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది పాశ్చాత్య దేశధారిణి జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ్ 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 హరే కృష్ణ. సో వి వెల్కమ్ ఆల్ డివోటీస్ ఫర్ దిస్ మార్నింగ్ సెషన్. ఐ విల్ రీడ్ ద శ్లోక అండ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. మైత్రేయ ఉవాచ భగవతో ముఖ్య భగవాన్ నారదో హంసయోర్గతిం ప్రదర్శయాయ అముం అమంత్ర్య సిద్ధలోకం తతోగమాత్. ద గ్రేట్ సేజ్ మైత్రేయ కంటిన్యూడ్, ద సుప్రీం డివోటీ ద గ్రేట్ సెయింట్ నారద దస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ టు కింగ్ ప్రాచీని బరి ద కాన్స్టిట్యూషనల్ పొజిషన్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్హెడ్ అండ్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీ. ఆఫ్టర్ గివింగ్ అన్ ఇన్విటేషన్ టు ద కింగ్, నారద్ ముని లెఫ్ట్ టు రిటర్న్ టు సిద్ధలోకం. Siddhaloka and Brahmaloka are both within the same planetary system. Brahmaloka is understood to be the highest planet within the universe. Siddhaloka is considered to be a satellite of Brahmaloka. The inhabitants of Siddhalokas have all the powers of mystic, yogic mysticism. From this verse, it appears that the great sage Narada is an inhabitant of Siddhaloka. Although he travels to the planetary systems, all the residents of Siddhaloka are spacemen, and they can travel in space without mechanical help. The residents of Siddhaloka can go from one planet to another individually by virtue of their yogic perfection. After giving instruction to great king Prachini Bari, Narad Muni departed and also invited him to Siddhaloka. So this is a very interesting section between Narad Muni and Prachini Bari. It's coming to an end. And after giving the elaborate description, now the final concluding part is speaking about the destination. He is inviting him to the higher planets, which is Brahmaloka, where Narad Muni also resides. And this is the role of a guru, to elevate the sadhaka from whatever level he is. Just like we see in first chapter, Krishna elevates Arjuna's consciousness, and that is how he is iha and para. The stay in the material world and stay in the next destination is also, it becomes glorious. So here by association of Narad Muni, we see that King Prachini Bari is now getting elevated to a very higher destination. We also see similar examples of Valmiki, Mrigari, where their consciousness is elevated and they come to a very superior platform and they can see things as they are. Now, here Narad Muni has given Prachini Bari the vision to see things as they are, and that is why he is able to give up his attachment to the material things. So this is the specific role a guru has to play, or a mentor has to play, or a counselor has to play in the life of a sadhaka. Without his help, we are not able to see things as they are, and hence our stay in this material world is prolonged. That is why that the Supreme Lord has made this arrangement of the Guru Shishya Parampara, by which we are able to perceive the right kind of perception is allowed by the mercy of the Guru Shishya Parampara. And one such guru we'll be discussing about is our Veer Chandra Prabhu. His appearance will be celebrating. So I'll narrate some pastimes about Veer Chandra Prabhu. So this comes in Nityananda Charitamrita Antyakhanda chapter 11, where Lord Gauranga instructs Lord Nityananda. Now, since initially Lord Nityananda was avadhut, he was a sannyasi, and now Lord Chaitanya is instructing him something. So one day in Neelachal, Puridham, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed something alone with Lord Nityananda. And Lord Chaitanya is saying to Lord Nityananda, Tumi yao gauda deshe karaha samsar, tabe isvab loke aiva nistar. He's saying, Tumi yao gauda deshe. Now you go to Bengal and karaha samsar, and then you get married there. And when you will preach amongst the common men, then only it is possible for them to be elevated, or they'll be able to give up their materialistic affairs. Punah asibe ami tomara mandire, tomara grihe haibe amara avatare. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, Punah asibe ami tomara mandire. Then Lord Chaitanya is saying, after a short period of time, I'll be ending my pastimes, but you don't worry, Lord Nityananda. Tomara grihe habe amara avatar. He says, I'll come back in your mandire. Mandire is your house. I'll come back in your house. Tomara grihe habe amara avatare. I'll be reborn in your house again as your son. Bhakti baliya puna asibe samsar. Gupa avatara shastra nahite prachar. He's saying, Bhakti baliya puna asibe samsar. The people of this material world, they have forgotten about the devotional service. And that is why Gupa avatara shastra nahite prachar. And this incarnation of mine, which I'll be taking as your son, is not mentioned in the shastras. Gupa avatara, it is an hidden incarnation. Achinte amara shakti kehe nahi jani. Se janiya tumi jana se khan. He's saying, and by my strength, I'll spread this process of devotional service. So he's saying this to Lord Nityananda. This incarnation of mine is secret, not known to the scriptures, and by my, and no one knows my inconceivable energies. Only you know them perfectly, and others can know only by your mercy. So then there is one more story that comes from Abhiram Lilamrit, which is written by one of his disciples. So we all know that Abhiram Thakur is one of the most prominent followers of Lord Nityananda. And according to Srila Kavi Karnapur, Abhiram Thakur is one of the, is the incarnation of Sridhama Sakha, who is none other than the brother of Srimati Radharani in Krishna Leela. And his pastimes are written by Sri Tilak Ramdas, who is one of the very prominent disciples of Sri Abhiram Thakur. And he has written this in the book called Sri Abhiram Lilamrit, in the fourth chapter. So one day, now Sri Tilak Ramdas is narrating the event. Uta uta ore shishya sunaha vachan. This Tilak Ramdas, who is disciple of Abhiram Thakur, is resting. So he's, Guru Maharaj comes, Abhiram Thakur, and says, uta uta, you wake up, O Shishya, Sunaha Vachan, and you listen to my words. Amarayate Kalila Karaha Varnan. And now what do? Wake up, and I want you to write about my pastimes. This, who is saying this? This is Abhiram Thakur. He is saying that you write about my pastimes because they are so wonderful and they are connected to Lord Chaitanya. Etabali Moras Sate Charana Dharila Charana Parashalila Shravana Harila. He says that my Guru Maharaj touched his lotus feet on my forehead, and at that time all the pastimes of Abhiram Thakur, they were revealed to him. And this is from chapter 15, verse 141 to 246, in which he is describing the glorious pastimes of Abhiram Thakur in connection to the newborn baby of Lord Nityananda. Now, Abhiram Thakur, we all know, is a very powerful personality, and he is supposed to have the power to test the authenticity of devotional service of any sadhaka. Not only that, if the DTs are fake, if the Shaligram is fake, then the DTs and Shaligram would break. We know when he used to offer obeisances, they used to break. That was the power of Abhiram Thakur. So on one occasion, Abhiram Thakur met Nityananda Prabhu on the bank of Ganges, and Nityananda Prabhu brought him home. And then Nityananda Prabhu offered Abhiram Thakur a seat. They embraced, they sat down. And then Lord Nityananda is asking, "Oh, my brother Abhiram, what is your desire? How come you are here in my town?" And then Abhiram Thakur says, "I want to see your son." Hearing this, Lord Nityananda becomes so happy, so happy. And he takes him home. And Lord Nityananda's wife, Vasudha Devi, and Janva Devi, both of them, when they heard that Abhiram Thakur is here, they are so happy. And both of them fainted in joy. And then Lord Nityananda brought the child and put it in the lap of Abhiram Thakur. And as soon as they put in the lap, and Abhiram Thakur offered obeisances to the child immediately died. And there was a great chaos that, oh, the child has died. And nobody knew the purpose why Abhiram Thakur was doing this. And what happened? Every time a child was born to Lord Nityananda, Abhiram Thakur used to be present there and he used to offer obeisances. So like this, many children of Lord Nityananda, now we can't say died, but they left their bodies when Abhiram Thakur offered obeisances to them. So now what happened? Nityananda Prabhu became very morose and sad that he comes and offers obeisances and my children, they don't live for a long time. And so next time, Lord Nityananda decided that he will not invite Abhiram Thakur. So somebody asked Lord Nityananda, "Why don't you invite him when your son is born?" He says, "No, he makes me bereft of my son." So when his son is born, he tells all the boatmen, Lord Nityananda tells all the boatmen that please don't carry the person named Abhiram Thakur to my house. And he warns this to all the boatmen. Now, during the time a child is born, so Lord Nityananda gives a big festival. And and Abhiram Thakur and his wife Malini are staying in Krishnanagar. So at their house, the house of Abhiram Thakur, Vakreshwar Panditi comes and sees and meets them. So Malini Devi offers him, offers a seat to Vakreshwar Pandit, inquires from him. And then Abhiram Thakur, and then he says, "Do you know Lord Nityananda is performing a great festival on occasion of the birth of his son? And you are the Pradhan Gopal, you are the Ashtasaka, you are the prominent Gopal. So, and Lord Nityananda is also a Gopa. So hasn't he invited you?" Then Abhiram Thakur laughs and says, "No, he has not invited me." So then Vakreshwar Pandit, he humbly inquires why he hasn't invited you for the birth ceremony of his child. Then Abhiram Thakur says that he is afraid that if I offer obeisances to him, his child may die. And anyways, I have no invitation. Then Malini says, "Abhiram Thakur, you are a sakha, you are a gwala, a coward boy. And such coward boys, they have no ego. And hence, they don't need any invitation. So you can as well go and visit the house of Lord Nityananda." And when Abhiram Thakur heard this, so he bid farewell to Vakreshwar Pandit. And from there, he left to the house of Lord Nityananda. So he went there on the bank of Ganges and he asked one boatman, "Can you please ferry me across?" He said, "First you tell me your name. Because Lord Nityananda has told me not to ferry a person called Abhiram Thakur. So what is your name?" And he says, "My name is Abhiram Thakur." And as soon as he hears the name Abhiram Thakur, and the boatman becomes scared because Lord Nityananda has given a warning. And he, what he does in that fear, he breaks his own boat. And seeing Abhiram Thakur come, all the boatmen, they drown their boats just to avoid ferrying Abhiram Thakur. So now what Abhiram Thakur does, now since Lord Nityananda has restricted me, so what he does, he takes a cloth and waves that cloth and throws it in water and the cloth starts floating. And as soon as the cloth starts floating, he steps on that cloth, and with the help of that cloth, he ferries across and reaches the house of Lord Nityananda. And seeing Abhiram Thakur reach the house of Lord Nityananda, Lord Nityananda becomes astonished and he runs. And Lord Nityananda becomes worried, and he takes all the mahantas and the devotees who have come there for the festival to meet Abhiram Thakur. And when Abhiram Thakur sees that they are all performing ecstatic kirtan, and what happens? Abhiram Thakur, he goes in his mood as a sakha, and he starts playing flute, and he loses his external consciousness. And there, this Tilak Ramdas, the disciple of Abhiram Thakur, writes, and then who can understand the glories of Abhiram Thakur? And then Lord Nityananda invites him, Abhiram Thakur embraces him, there is exchange, loving exchange between both of them. And Lord Nityananda then brings Abhiram Thakur to his house. And then Abhiram Thakur says, I am very hungry, please give me some prasad. And then Nityananda Prabhu requests Vasudha and Janva Mataji, and they happily bring him a lot of prasad, very, so many items, opulent dishes. And Abhiram Thakur eats it all. Everything is finished in the house. And seeing this, Lord Nityananda offers Dandavat to him and says, I offer obeisances to your pastime. Who can understand your Vraja, in Vraja Lila, your Shridama Sakha? Yeah, have you forgotten your loving relationship with me? When we were in Vraja Dham, you used to share everything with me. Now you didn't even ask me, you didn't leave anything aside. So is this behavior proper? And then Abhiram Thakur listened and he says, my nature is that of a coward boy. First I take, then I give it to others. My behavior is that of a Vrajvasi. Knowing my nature and activities in Vraj, how can you say that I took all the prasad? He says, go inside and see all your pots. And then Abhiram Thakur did his anshman. And as soon as Lord Nityananda enters his kitchen and sees that all the pots are doubly filled and the prasad size has increased, then Lord Nityananda happily embraces Abhiram Thakur. And then Abhiram Thakur says, Lord Nityananda, now you feed all the devotees and the mahantas who have come. They all take their prasad, they do anshman, and Lord Nityananda gave them tambul and all the other things and gave them a place to rest. Now Abhiram Thakur had come for a purpose. He had come there to see the child. So Abhiram Thakur says, Nitai, I heard that you are celebrating this festival because you have given birth to a son. So I want to offer my obeisances. And seeing and hearing everybody starts crying, Vasudha and Janva Mata, they start crying and they request Abhiram Thakur that please protect this child. Let this child not be harmed. And let us not be criticized as parents who have no son. Then Abhiram Thakur says, why are you all fearing? You don't understand that the purpose of my coming is not just to offer obeisances to the child. I am here to test if the child is the Swayama Swarupa of the Supreme Lord, means he is the personal manifestation of the Supreme Lord or not. If he is the Swayam Swarup, the personal manifestation, then he will survive my obeisances. And hearing Abhiram's word, Nityananda Prabhu becomes very happy. And then he brings his son before Abhiram Thakur. And then Abhiram Thakur starts laughing and he offers his obeisances. And as soon as he offers obeisances to the child, the child starts laughing loudly. And just to test again, Abhiram Thakur again offers obeisances to the child. And this child even starts laughing more loudly. And then it is confirmed that this child is nobody else other than the Swayam Swarup of Supreme Lord Krishna, means he is nobody else other than Lord Chaitanya, who has come back again. And this child is our Veerabhadra Prabhu, who is not different from Lord Chaitanya. Yana dekhe che gora dekhe arvar, punar abise gora veera avatar. They saying punar bar sei gora, Lord Chaitanya, gora avatar, has come back again as Veera Avatar. He has come back again as Veerabhadra Prabhu. So that those who did not see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they could have the opportunity to see Lord Chaitanya again. And so Lord Chaitanya has appeared again to continue his preaching program and to give darshan to all those who had missed seeing Lord Chaitanya. So Veerabhadra Prabhu is nobody else other than the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya, who has come back and he is doing so many wonderful pastimes. So Veerabhadra Prabhu is also called as the incarnation of Shirodakshai Vishnu. Srila Kavi Karnapur has written in Gaur Ganodesha Deepika, Shankar Shanasya Yo Vivok Payo Vishayi Namakaha. He is saying he is not different from the expansion of Lord Sankarshan, who is the Shirodakshai Vishnu, appeared in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastime as Veerabhadra Prabhu. So Lord Chaitanya was, so Lord Veerabhadra was non-different from Lord Chaitanya. Also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sisi Adilila, you will find this in 11th chapter, 8th shlok. Shri Veerabhadra Gosai Skanda Maha Shaka Tara Upashaka Yata Asankhya Tara Leka. He's saying after Lord Nityananda Prabhu, the greatest branch was Veerabhadra Gosai, and who has innumerable branches and sub-branches, and it is not possible for me to describe them. So when Lord Veerabhadra, he grew up, then he took initiation from Mother Janva, who was his stepmother. She was also wife of Lord Nityananda. And he had one disciple named as Yadunath Acharya, who had two daughters. One was Srimati and one was Narayani. So he married Yadunath Acharya's both daughters. And this is mentioned in Bhakti Ratnakar also. And he had so many other disciples who came, who took initiation from Veerabhadra Prabhu, and all his preaching endeavors are well known all over. So his main disciples were Ramakrishna, who lived near Malda, and who had four sons, and then the glorious preaching continued through them. Also, Veerabhadra Prabhu has appeared on the 9th day of dark fortnight in the month of Kartik. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explained this in the Adi Leela also. And we saw that he is nobody else other than Chirodakshay Vishnu. And he has acted in a very prideless manner and preached the message of Lord Chaitanya. So this is the brief history. And he had so many pastimes. Under the guidance and tutelage of Janva Mata, he has practiced the devotional service process and he took initiation from Janva Mata. Also, Veerabhadra Prabhu, or in short, we can say that Lord Nityananda had one daughter, her name was Ganga Devi, and she was nobody else other than the incarnation of Mother Ganga. So taking permission from his mother, Veerachandra Prabhu then set out for his pilgrimage to Vrindavan. And while going to Vrindavan, he first visited Saptagram. And in Saptagram, from there, he met Udharanda Thakur and his son. Udharanda Thakur was not there. His son, Srinivasa Datta, he was there. He greeted him, showed him all hospitality. He stayed there for 2 days. From there, he went to Shantipur Advait Bhavan. And there they had a strong, very huge kirtan, massive kirtan. And Advait Acharya's son, Krishna Mishra, he took care of him. And then from there, he crossed the Ganga River. And then he went to Gauridas Pandit's house in Ambika Kalna. And there he met Hriday Chaitanya. He honored him as his guest. He stayed there. There was a lot of katha and kirtan. And from there, he went to Navdeep, to the house of Jagannath Mishra. And when the senior associates of Lord Chaitanya, they saw him, they were so pleased that all of them showered their blessings and a lot of gifts were given to him. And after spending 2 days, he came to Shrikhanda. There he met Shri Raghunandan and Shri Kanai Thakur. He spent a few days with them discussing Krishna Katha. And then a few days he spent with Srinivas Acharya in Jajigram. And there was a lot of exchange between them. So there is a pastime of Virbhadra Prabhu and Srinivas Acharya. When Srinivas Acharya was supposed to be traveling towards Vrindavan, that time, one day Lord Virbhadra, he was sitting in his veranda, and immediately he started feeling Ashta Sattvic Vikar. He started feeling deep emotions. And when Mata Janma saw him, she said, some pure devotee is coming to meet you. So go and find him. And then he sends his associates and they find Srinivas Acharya. And as soon as Srinivas Acharya comes there, Virbhadra Prabhu, not only Virbhadra Prabhu, Mata Janva also starts showing ecstatic symptoms there. And in this way, they meet and have deep conversation. And Mata Janva blesses Srinivas Acharya and tells him that immediately now you start for Vrindavan Dham, because if you make late, then you'll not be able to meet Srila Rupa Goswami. So immediately leave, and he leaves from there. And on the way, Mata Janva gives a letter to our Srinivas Acharya, and that letter is given to our Abhiram Thakur, and he in that letter she has written, why beat him with your string 3 times, and he doesn't know what is there. So he takes it and gives the letter to Abhiram Thakur. Then Abhiram Thakur wants to test Srinivas Acharya. He says, he gives him some money and says, do whatever you like with that. And Srinivas Acharya, he goes and buys banana and rice and cooks wonderful prasad for Lord Chaitanya, offers it to him. And immediately as soon as he's taking prasad, some devotees are sent by Abhiram Thakur to test him. And they say that we are hungry and we need prasad. And he feeds them the entire plate of his prasad. And the devotees are happy. They report to Abhiram Thakur. And then he has passed Abhiram Thakur test, that he is a simple, humble Vaishnava. And then Abhiram Thakur, he whips him with the whip he has, and immediately he starts showing the Krishna prem, which is already there in Srinivas Acharya. He starts manifesting, and Mata Malini, she stops. And then this is how the manifestation of Krishna prem is shown in Srinivas Acharya. So there are many pastimes about Virchandra Goswami, who is also called as Virabhadra Goswami. Both names are same, so it's not different. And then he tours the entire Vrindavan. He meets the six Goswamis, and the six Goswami, not six Goswami, the senior Goswamis who are still there present, especially Jiva Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, who are there in Vrindavan. He meets them, he takes their blessings, and with their blessings, taking blessings of the senior Vaishnava, then he feels that now he has got the power to have darshan of Vrindavan Dham, and that is how he leaves to take the darshan of 12 forests, Radha Kund, Sham Kund, Govardhan, and Virbhadra Prabhu. He does the parikrama, and after that he returns for his preaching endeavor back. So these are the few pastimes I thought of sharing. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you very much for a very beautiful class. I request all the devotees, if anybody have any questions, please go ahead. Are you okay to take the questions, Prabhuji?
I have 5 minutes, then we can end the class.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Avashtu Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your class. And very sorry to see you very sick. And, please take rest, Prabhuji.
Get yes, well. Mataji, thank
we will
you.
Pray for you, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you. Somebody has asked the question, which section of CC I was talking from. It is not from CC. It is from Nityananda Charitamrita, Antya Khanda, Chapter 11. And the other story was from the birth of Virchandra Prabhu was from Abhiram Lila Amrit. Abhiram Lila Amrit.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
So these are the two books that were referred.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Yes, ma'am. So, So should we end the class, Mati?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Okay, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Yes, if nobody has any questions, let's end the call. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for your very enlightening class. And very grateful to you. And we'll pray for you, Prabhuji.
Yes, Mataji.
Let's pay our obeisances to the Prabhuji and all the Vaishnavas. Vacha kalpatarupyasya krupa sindhubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Feel better.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji. Feel better.
Hare Krishna. Padmasakhi Mataji, are you there? So, Hare Krishna, dear devotees, we will continue our Vrijamandal Parikrama. So, yesterday I was listening to a class given by the devotee who lives in Vrindavan Dham. So, he was saying this virtual Parikrama is so important, even though this year it's not possible for devotees to go to Vrindavan and stay there. It's not possible because of the pandemic. So he was saying virtual parikrama is so important that some devotees might have gone and visited the different places of Vrindavan, and they will recollect their memories about Vrindavan Dham and all the Vrajamandal parikrama. And if someone who has not gone and heard about it, even though they die in that consciousness, they will be born in Mathura district, like area of Mathura. So it's very important to have the virtual parikrama also. So Padmasakhi Mataji, can you share the presentation? Hare Krishna. Today we will be visiting Radha. We'll be doing Radha Kund Parikrama.
Shyama Gauri Mataji, Padmasakhi Mataji is not on the call.